Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a wild conspiracy theory for you today. Bob's Burgers is going to celebrate its 200th episode tonight. Allegedly. Here's my wild conspiracy theory. Does Bob's Burgers even exist? Have you ever seen this show? Has anyone ever watched this show? Have you ever met anybody who's a fan of Bob's Burgers? Have you ever met anyone who has seen an episode of Bob's Burgers? I have not. I'm not sure this show is real. I know Fox claims it's real. I see the promos every now and then. I know they'll have Joe Buck mentioning it during a football thing. I don't think they do, and it's not called a football thing, Johnny Mac. It's called a game. But I don't think Bob's Burgers is real. But Variety wrote about it, saying Bob's Burgers will soon cross the 200 episode threshold. Yes, just hours from now, depending on when you're listening. If you're listening Monday, you missed this. A milestone that a minuscule percentage of television shows ever achieve. For perspective, that puts it in league with such major hits as Friends and The Office. And The Simpsons, which is 600 plus. But Bob's Burgers, 200 episodes that nobody has ever seen. Variety writes, Bob's Burgers was not an overnight success. However, it built up its audience over the years. I say, nay, I don't even think this show exists. Have you ever seen it? You've never seen it. No one has ever seen it. It's a fake show. Supposedly has become a cornerstone of Fox alongside legacy animated shows from The Simpsons to Family Guy. Per Fox, Bob's Burgers averages 10.9 million viewers per episode. So there's like 300 million people in America. Let's do some math. 10 divided by 300, 1 in 30. All right, you know 30 people. Supposedly, one of them watches Bob's Burgers. I don't believe it. It's now a fixture at fan events, including San Diego Comic-Con, regularly attracting hundreds, if not thousands, of attendees to its panels. I've been to Comic-Con. I never noticed this. Seriously, I've been to Comic-Con. I ran Comic-Con Radio for SiriusXM a few years ago, 3, 4, 5 times in a row. I don't remember this. Co-showrunner Nora Smith says she first realized what a phenomenon the show had become during a visit with her parents. My dad likes to wear Bob's Burgers clothing everywhere. We took a walk around Chattanooga and two waiters in the restaurant said, we're big fans. And then we walked over the bridge and someone stopped us who's a fan. And then someone was a fan at a bakery. I was like, oh my God, this can't be a crazy town. You're trying to tell me there were 5 Bob's Burgers fans in Chattanooga one day? No way. No way, no way, no way. In the 200th episode airing today, spoilers, but I'm not really spoiling it because nobody watches the show because the show doesn't exist. And you definitely don't watch the show because you're an actual person. So I'm going to spoil it here for the, I don't know, the simulation. I don't know who I'm spoiling this for, but, you know, tonight, the Belchers must find a way to keep the restaurant open when the grill breaks on the morning of the Ocean Avenue Business Association's Ocean Fest on Ocean Avenue. The episode will celebrate the pleasing sort of smallness that is a hallmark of the series. Fox gave the show a 2-season renewal, which will take it to at least season 13. On top of that, a Bob's Burgers movie is due to be released in April. Wait till we hand wave that away. Be like, oh yeah, we totally made a Bob's Burger movie, but you know, COVID and stuff. So like, yeah, we're not going to show it. This is a scam. I don't know what the scam is. There's no such show as Bob's Burgers. You know, no one has ever seen this thing. Stephen Colbert told The Hollywood Reporter why he cried when Trump lost or Biden won, depending on your perspective. He said he and his wife were on their porch and he sat down and started crying with relief. And he said, you never have to talk about him again. And then I cried with joy. Colbert said, when he leaves, you know what I'm looking forward to? Sleep. But also the possibility that for the first time in 4 years, we'll be able to shift our collective focus away from him onto anything else, maybe each other. Wouldn't that be nice? I got up this morning, I was walking down the steps, and I just felt all of this available brain space. It's not filled with anything else yet. It's just like a clean kitchen counter where something could be made if we're not cluttering it up with that guy. He argued even though former President Obama was charismatic and considered by some to be a celebrity, there were whole days when you didn't even think about him. Remember that? Probably not, because you weren't thinking about him. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries. All right, Churchill says the IT crowd, the It crowd, has been named Britain's funniest sitcom using a scientific, if fairly blunt, way of measuring quality. Researchers asked 125 volunteers to binge-watch all episodes of the top 10 shows as chosen by comedy lovers, then measured the duration of laughs per hour. The It crowd, which I have been coincidentally watching on, what's that on? That's on Netflix. Been watching that all week and enjoying the heck out of that. That averages 1 minute and 44 seconds of laughter per hour. Second was Peep Show, which is one of my favorites. That's on Hulu. You should go watch Peep Show right now. 1 minute and 36 seconds of laughter. The Inbetweeners, also a great show. 1 minute, 22 seconds. And This Country came in 10th with just 7 seconds of laughter per hour. The study came as Google reported that the searches for best sitcoms on Netflix have risen 140% this year. These people should listen to podcasts. They would like it. All right, the top 10, The It Crowd, Peep Show, The Inbetweeners, The Office. I'm assuming that's the Gervais version. Mr. Bean, The Thick of It, Outnumbered, Friday Night Dinner, My Family, This Country. That's not a dig at the Steve Carell version. But everything else on the list seems British. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Maz Jobrani, when's your next stand-up special? That is a question that was asked by The Hollywood Reporter. Maz said, hopefully it comes out first quarter of next year. I went to Dubai last December and filmed the special Peaceful Warrior, which was the name of my tour last year. The reason I called it that is I'd been doing a show at the LA Improv. When I got to the part with the Trump jokes, an audience member started yelling at me about not making fun of Trump. We started yelling back and forth for a minute or two. Someone said, what happened to the show? And I went, oh my God, I've lost control of the show. I realized I had to deal with Trump hecklers in a peaceful Tai Chi manner. So the next time I was at the Irvine Improv and some guy started yelling and cursing me, I was like, hey, man, it's all good. I handled it peacefully. The idea of Peaceful Warrior is tell your jokes, get your message across, but do it peacefully. The Hollywood Reporter asked, why did you change the name from Peaceful Warrior to Pandemic Warrior? Ma said, the pandemic hit. I realized I can't just put a comedy special out without acknowledging what's happened these past few months. I said, let's change it to Pandemic Warrior. Let me do a few minutes of stand-up from the closet I've been using as a stand-up room in my house, and I piggyback that onto this special. What's he covering on his podcast lately? He says, Back to School with Maz Jobrani was inspired by my kids always asking me questions I don't have answers for. I thought, let's bring in experts and we'll interview them. It's really run the gamut. We've had like a lady who was a cave diver who goes underneath the earth to discover stuff to a guy who helped land a rover on Mars. More recently, it's been political. I started every episode with a question from my son or daughter. I had a guy who was a former assistant director of counterintelligence at the FBI. He was talking to us about the threat from white supremacists. First of all, you realize there are so many interesting things out there. Secondly, it's kind of helped me keep my sanity a little bit during these crazy lockdown times. If anyone's looking for ways to stay sane, start a podcast. All right, it's Sunday. This is when I plug the weekly comedy thing. What's that? I host a weekly show on the Live by Live streaming service, formerly known as Slacker Radio, Live X Live, if you want to find it in your app. The weekly comedy thing is kind of like this show, but if I told that Maz Jobrani story, I'd tell a 20-second version of it, and then I would play a comedy clip by Maz Jobrani. That's a real thing I actually did on that show. So it's kind of like this, but less me, more stand-up, and you're probably like, that sounds awesome. That's okay. I get it. This show is so I can go longer on things. I can't go for 3 minutes about Sarah Cooper on the Weekly Comedy Thing. Plus, she doesn't have anything funny to play. Ooh. All right. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. And don't forget, supposedly Bob's Burgers is a show. Big 200th episode tonight. Let's all pretend that's a real thing that's actually going to happen and people actually watch this thing. Oh, wait, The Crown is back today. I can't wait to watch The Crown tonight. And if you're all into the royal family, let me plug the podcast Palace Intrigue. I'm the writer on that. So Palace Intrigue is about the royal family. No, not the one covered on The Crown. Well, it is the one covered on The Crown, but it's the one covered on The Crown. But in 2020, so it's like The Crown in real time. So if Meghan Markle and Harry do something silly today, we'll talk about it on the podcast tomorrow. And as the writer, I'll tell you, Harry and Meghan are in the news like every day. The British tabloids love writing about Meghan Markle. And here's the basic narrative. Kate Middleton, awesome. Meghan Markle, secretly trying to overthrow the world. No matter what the story is. If Kate bakes cupcakes, oh my God, lovely Kate. She made the most wonderful cupcakes. And, you know, she's going to be such a great queen someday. If Meghan Markle makes cupcakes, she's clearly up to something. It was for the publicity. She wanted the paparazzi to cover her making cupcakes. It's definitely something like that. So Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, see you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza Napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.